Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is your week going? How the hell was your 4th of July? I hope you had a good one. Hopefully you didn't singe any eyebrows. Hopefully you got all your fingers and toes and legs. Hope you guys were safe out there. I just watched, for the first year in a long time, I just watched the fireworks from afar. And actually, there was a ban on fireworks, which is like kind of strange. I've never seen anything like that before. You know, I guess just because they didn't want people gathering. There weren't a lot of fireworks, unless you did it yourself. You know, which I know a few people that did. Buying fireworks a year in advance. It's like Christmas come early. You know, why don't we shoot off fireworks during Christmas? That actually seems like the best time to do it. You know, why aren't the fireworks stands open during Christmas? Everything's wet. Everything's cold. It just goes up into the air and falls into the snow or the rain, you know, the rain on the ground, condensation, you know. 4th of July, really dry, man. You got to put fucking bans and say, don't shoot fireworks off around here and start a forest fire. New Year's, you know, things are starting to get a little, I guess it's still wintertime and New Year's, you know. So that's probably a pretty safe time. Why don't we do it during Christmas? That'd make a lot more sense, actually. Anyways, what I'm drinking tonight, by the way, I just looked at it, therefore I'm speaking about it. I'm drinking Maker's Mark. I ran out of Jim Beam. So this is just on the rocks, and cheers. Hopefully you guys have something delicious to drink in front of you. If I can get the fucking ice out of my mouth. Good God. Dude, let me tell you a little bit about my weekend. I had a great four-day weekend. Actually, I had a four-day weekend. Monday, it started pouring, which is appropriate for after 4th of July. You know, you gotta put out the fires and shit. So I had a rain day on Monday. I didn't get to do anything for work. Thursday night, I left with Connor, with the baby girl, and we just got the fuck out of town. Which was great to do, man. I just needed a change of scenery. It felt right. It was right. We had a great fucking time. And actually, it was a great time to do it because what I just read yesterday, Texas reported 10,000 coronavirus cases within a day's time. So we headed for the hills. We got the fuck out of here. And went to Texican Court in Las Colinas, which was super fucking nice, dude. It was the perfect setup for a hotel. It was like 70s style, dude. It's like the hotel rooms came out to a courtyard, and the pool was right in the middle, and you could actually swim in the pool, which, you know, we practiced social distancing in the pool. It's like, hey, how you doing over there? Can you spare a beer? You know, all the way across the fucking pool. Which was really fun. You know, we still got to talk to a few people while we were swimming or whatever. Baby girl, she loved it, man. That was her first time swimming. Obviously, we would have been more if this pandemic wasn't going on. But it's her first time swimming. She fucking enjoyed the shit out of it. I loved just throwing her up in the air. I remember my dad doing that with me when I was a kid. And I absolutely loved it. We'd stand on his fucking shoulders. And he'd throw us off his shoulders, you know, just a makeshift diving board. So I was taking my daughter and just kind of throwing her up in the air. I'm letting go with my left hand, but I still have my right hand on there as to not drop her, obviously, in the water. Which, you know what, man? I've seen these videos of these people just throwing their baby in the water. And it's like the baby learns how to swim that way. Dude, I would have a goddamn heart attack if anybody ever threw my baby in the water. Like, and the way they're doing it is just so, like, dismissive. You know, I saw this lady. She was standing on the edge of the pool the other day. Not the other day. Whenever they recorded the video. I saw it the other day. She's standing on the edge of the pool, and she just tosses this baby in like it's just a fucking... A rock, you know, just like, whatever, I'm tossing a stone into the sea. Like, just no regard for, like, how the baby falls into the water. The baby goes, like, so far down into the water and then comes back, you know, comes on its back kicking up to the surface. And then that's when she kind of hops in and helps the baby along. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I could never, never do that. I know they say it's safe and babies just naturally, but for some reason, I just feel like my baby wouldn't get it. you know, and I'd be, oh my God, I'd be a fucking nervous wreck. And I couldn't, like, leave my child there for someone to do that. Leah, just teach my child how to swim. I'm going to Costco for an hour. I'll be back when swim lessons are... No, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I am the helicopter dad. I am, like, no bumps, no bruises, as much as possible. You know, kids are going to be kids, but Jesus, man, I can't... Oh, man. What kind of balls does it take to just toss a baby into the pool and be like, well, I hope it works. It's worked with the last 100 babies. Hopefully it works with this baby. Anyway, so shout out to Texican Court. They have a little restaurant in there that was, oh, dude, I ate all vegan the whole time. I'm still vegan. I'm still doing my low sugar. I've actually taken it a step further, and I gotta be honest, man. I'm seeing results pretty fucking quick. So what I've done now is I'm vegan, no sugar diet, no added sugar diet, and I'm also not eating grains. No bread, no rice, no pasta, none of the fun shit. And I gotta say, dude, one thing I have noticed is I don't have allergies anymore. My allergies, since I've been doing this diet, the vegan thing, the allergies were still there a little bit, but they're non-existent after the sugar's gone, after the grains are gone out of my diet. Dude, it's fucking incredible, man. I recommend this to anybody. Obviously, I'm not a physician. I can't give you health advice technically. Definitely see a doctor before you try this crazy... I call it the fucking psycho diet. No, I'm basically eating salads and fucking beans all day. Which isn't as bad as you'd think with the flatulence. It's really not as bad as you think. I've always heard if you cook beans right, you're okay as far as that goes. You're not fucking running your significant other out of the room every 5 minutes. Let's take another drink. I'm trying to refrain from saying how hot it is here. Obviously, duh, we're in fucking Texas. It's hot, you know. And I do this podcast in my car. As a comical thing, you know, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. That's kind of the whole thing about it. I'm not going to drink and drive. I'm just going to walk right inside and sit on my couch and probably play Red Dead for the next 3 hours after my daughter goes to sleep. Anyways, got way off topic. So we stay at Texican Court Thursday night. We drive out there. The sun's going down. It's a beautiful fucking place. 70s style hotel surrounds the pool. It just takes you to another fucking place, man. You just don't even believe you're in a hotel room at that point. So we stay there. You know, we eat dinner that night in the restaurant. We kind of dip our legs in the pool. We go back upstairs. I'm fucking drinking, dude. Like, I'm trying all kinds of tequila. They have the mini bar. That's how they suck you in every time. I'm trying tequila, can't remember any of the names. I know I had some Patron in there. I know I had some Herradura in there. Go walk up to the room, go to sleep for the night, wake up the next morning, go downstairs for breakfast. Fucking delicious. Go swimming for like an hour and a half before we have to leave for Brady, Texas, which is like 4 hours away. So we go swimming, we pack up, we get the fuck out of there, we drive to Brady. And dude, it's what I needed, man. I really did need that. We went fishing. We went swimming. I know if I have any vegan listeners, like, oh my God, you actually fished for fish? You used fucking worms and tried to... Well, don't worry, because I am the world's worst fisherman. I did not catch anything. I didn't catch anything. So nothing got hooked in its mouth, you know. I did kill a couple of worms. I gotta be honest, I did, you know, that's the most brutal fucking thing. You know, nobody ever talks about the worms. Nobody ever gives credit to the worms, dude. You know, just fucking sticking them over and over again with that hook. It's just like, oh my God, would I like to die that way? Fuck no, why am I doing this? So I actually eventually just moved on to the fake lures or whatever. I still would have caught fish. Still, if you're going by the morals of the vegan, you know, nobody wants a hook in their mouth unknowingly. You know, you sign up to go get a piercing in your fucking nipples, you know? Fish didn't ask for that. Whatever. It's fun. It's a good pastime. Give me a fucking break. I think I'm the only one giving myself a hard time about this. Anyway, so got to go fishing. My daughter's first fireworks show. I actually thought it was going to freak her out. We're in the back of a truck. In the cab or whatever with the AC blowing. I'm like, I'm not fucking fighting mosquitoes. Fuck that. Let's sit in the cabin. Or in the cab with the AC blowing. So we're watching the fireworks. They're booming. She's fucking mesmerized. So I'm like, all right, let me get out. It's her first one. Let me see what she thinks if I get out. Is it going to be too loud for her? Dude, she loved it. She fucking loved it. She kicked her legs the whole time. She was just smiling. She didn't know what to do with herself. And I got to say, man, for a little town, Brady, I honestly thought the fireworks show was going to go on for like 5 minutes. And they're going to be like, that's it, folks. That's all the money we could spare to give you a display of fireworks tonight. No, 20 fucking minutes, dude. It was a great fucking fireworks show. I think it was our vantage point, too. We got to pull up to where I could see, you know, where the fucking fireworks are coming out of. I could see I guess they're big, like, metal canisters, and they just load them pre-show, you know, and set them with their fucking computer, laptops and shit, and they just fire them off in order. And I could actually see the base of those things, and then up above me, dude, it was, like, larger than life. It was the perfect fucking fire. I've never, you know, if I could be closer to a fireworks show, any that I've been to before, I'm sure I would have been more impressed. But this was fucking great, dude. Great job. Brady, Texas. Good fucking job. Way to take that taxpayer money and use it for something that, you know, at least people got enjoyment out of. Right? Is that how it works? I'm sure that's how it works in most cities. You know, when I worked for the city, it's like we never got a fucking raise, but we had a badass fireworks show every year. Let's take another drink. So, yeah, I went fishing a couple of times. This is going to be my yearly vacation. I'm going down there every year from now on. I've made up my mind. It's just, it's peaceful, man. It's peaceful. Everybody was fucking cool. You know, got to go fishing. I got to get on a boat next time, even though I do get seasick pretty easily. Dude, I've been seasick on a fucking, on a raft in a pool before. If the waves are bouncing too much, it really just gets to me. I don't know why. I'm such a bitch about that kind of stuff, but, yeah, so a lot of fun, man. Drove back Sunday. We stayed in the George Strait room. What's the name of the... It's called the Country... Real Country Hotel in Brady, Texas. We stayed in the George Strait suite, which slept six. I mean, we only had three. But it was not... I mean, I was jumping on the bed like a little fucking kid, you know? And actually, we had to go to Walmart a couple of times. Like I said, I did stay vegan through the whole thing, even though it was tempting. There's no more tempting holiday than 4th of July. You see everybody eating dogs and burgers, and you're just like, ah, I want that, man. I want that. I don't know why. It's so comforting, but I want that. You know, so we actually did have to run to Walmart a few times to just stock up on a few things for me to eat. This was pre-no-grain diet that I just started. Which is fucking, dude, I'm just like down to nothing, you know, as far as what I can eat, but I'm liking it. You know, I'm seasoning things, you know, I'm not getting cravings. It's fucking amazing, man. I recommend it to anybody as long as you talk to your doctor first. I'm just a guy having a drink on a podcast. So, you know, it is what it is. Take it with a grain of salt. So we're in Walmart, and we get there at like 8 o'clock, and the first thing the manager, we're passing her, when we come in, she said, you know, oh no, it was 8:15, I'm sorry. You know, you only have 15 minutes until we close, right? And we're like, all right, fuck, Jesus Christ, like, make us feel shitty, why don't you? So every minute for 15 goddamn minutes, this is how petty this, I'm sure she's a pleasure to work for too, by the way, Miss Manager at Brady Walmart. I'm sure you're a fucking pleasure to work for. I'm sure you're just a little ray of sunshine, aren't you? So every minute on the minute, this lady is getting over the intercom going, we have 14 minutes left until Walmart closes. Make your final decisions. Every fucking minute. And we're like rushing around. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get a fucking fishing license. Oh my God, I gotta get a fucking fishing pole. Oh my God. You know, just fucking running around like a chicken, because this lady is just, it's like, that's not how you're supposed to do it, you know? Close the doors at 8:20 and be like, hey, look, nobody else in, the last shoppers are in there, let us fucking shop. I'm not saying let us stay there for 3.5 hours, just let us get what we're gonna get and get the fuck out. You know, don't, every minute, dude, 9 minutes, dude, the tone just changed every time she had to make an announcement. At first, when there was 15 minutes left, you know, it was a pissed off tone. And the closer we got to 1 minute left, shoppers, it was just a happier and happier tone. Like, have you ever seen or heard on Christmas vacation when they're just chilling in the house, they're waiting for the family to come over, what's her name's chopping up, you know, veggies in the kitchen, Clark's like reading a fucking paper or whatever, and you hear the doorbell ring. It's like, dun, dun. And the next time it rings, dun, dun. And then the next time it rings, dun, dun. And then the last time it rings, dun, dun. It's like so fucking dramatic, dude. That's how it was in this lady's voice. I guess, except in reverse, she was getting more excited the closer they got to closing. And so that was a whole fucking debacle, you know, if I can use the word debacle, which I actually, you know, a clusterfuck, is that a better word? Let me take another drink. I'm going to die of fucking heat exhaustion here. Oh, you're not supposed to mention the fucking heat in Texas. It's Texas, bro. You've been here your whole life. You're not accustomed to this. Not really. Yeah, I'm feeling it, man. You never really get used to it. So, as I told you guys before, I'm excited to do this. I'm giving $25 via Cash App to the best drunken story that was DM'd to me. So let's go ahead and get into those. Today is the deciding day. I will have to pause to make up my mind. First, really basic. This reads, my friends and I were playing a board game, drinking game, and many of us ended up stripping into our underwear and running the bases of a baseball field at midnight. That's one drunken story. That's pretty good. It's pretty basic, pretty to the point. I remember one time I tried to convince Connor to jump a fence at an apartment complex and go swim in the pool, and she talked me out of it. Thank God. So luckily I didn't get in any trouble for doing that. The next one reads, thank you, by the way, all the submissions. I have four here. I'm honestly shocked in a pandemic that more people didn't send me emails with wanting to win $25. I mean, free fucking money here, people. But I am thankful for the ones that did send it in. The next one says, okay, so I met the owners of Porn the Game in New Jersey a couple of years ago at an awards show for the adult industry. I was given a set of the cards, a drinking game, and we decided to play. I got called out to run to my mailbox in a G-string, which of course I did. Definitely had the neighbors sitting on their front porch, and my dumbass runs down and back laughing hysterically. She says I did manage to not fall, though. I guess this is another story. I also have one at an award show. I got naked and busted my ass on hardwood floor in a $700 dress in front of so many people. Lots of stories. This is along with the first story. Sorry, this is kind of all mixed up. Along with the first one, the Bukkake card fell in my couch, and my mom found it and asked what it meant. That was fun to explain. Oh my God. Something similar happened to me before. So I used to go to these drumline camps. If you guys didn't know, I was in drumline for years and years. I still play drums to this day. Blah, blah, blah. So I went to this drumline camp. Yeah, go ahead and make your jokes. One time at band camp, whatever. So I went to this drumline camp down in Austin, and I got to stay in the dorm. So, you know, we got there the night before. We had to register, sign in, get me to stay in the dorm. And, you know, me and my mom are staying in a hotel room. So we're watching just randomly. She's like, do you want to watch a movie, you know, before we go to bed? We got to be up early. I'm like, yeah, sure. So we picked South Park because it's a cartoon, I guess. And I've seen a little bit of South Park at that point in time. I was maybe 15 years old. You know, I'd seen a little bit of South Park. I thought it was funny. So we're watching the movie. If you guys don't remember the movie, there's a point where Saddam Hussein and Satan are sitting in bed together. And Saddam Hussein pulls out a dildo trying to get Satan to use it. And I remember laying on the floor. I was already on the floor. My mom was up on the bed. We're just watching this movie, kind of giggling like, oh, you know, I can hear my mom up there just like, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that. What kind of movie did I rent? And Saddam Hussein pulls out this dildo and it was completely fucking silent. Like neither of us addressed it. Neither of us wanted to say anything about it. It just was what it was. And the moment passed, and that was pretty much it. So, I couldn't imagine having to explain Bukkake. How did you explain it? Actually, I'm actually going to message you back here in a minute. How did you explain that to your mom? I have to know the specific wording you used on that. That's pretty fucking funny. Okay, so third email, DM, I'm sorry, I keep calling them emails. Third DM I got for this contest. When I was bartending 3 years ago, I had a Saturday night / Sunday off. I hung out. That's very rare in the bartending community. I had a Saturday night / Sunday off. I hung out at the bar and drank. And at about midnight, someone asked, "What are you going to do with your day off tomorrow?" To which I jokingly answered, "I don't know. Maybe go to Vegas." An hour later, a good handful of beers and a few shots later, I had booked a flight for Vegas. Wow. That was set to leave in 10 hours. The return flight was 13 hours after we got into Vegas. So my roommate and I turned it into a quick trip to the desert where we gamble too much, but drinks are free. Absolutely, dude. As long as you got a quarter in that fucking machine, they'll keep feeding you drinks. It says, not a bad way to spend a completely drunk 30-ish hours. Also, let me go ahead and shout out. It says, also, I'm here from my girlfriend's art site, @that_Nikki, N-I-K-I. I'm excited to check out everything. Thank you for that. Check out @that_Nikki on Twitter, if you will. Great fucking story, man. That's an impromptu vacation there. You know, I thought I had a pretty good one going to Las Colinas and then driving down to Brady, but that's pretty fucking good, man. So how many stories is that? 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here's the last one. It says, I think my best drunken story, was at my friend's wedding. We were all drinking heavily and celebrating and then organized a skit and made a scene like the Red Wedding killing. The groom, it was... So like the Red Wedding killing the groom, it was amazing and the best night. I hope I can find the video somewhere. It was glorious. Everyone laughed and enjoyed it. Oh my God. They'll never, never forget that either. Obviously, if there's a video, you know, you can't forget it. That shit's forever. But they'll never forget the time their friends did the Red Wedding at their fucking wedding. That's fucking amazing. Thank you for the submissions. Give me a second to pause here. I got to pick a winner. I really don't know. I wish now I would have done this a little different. I wish I could have had you listeners write in and vote and see which one's best. Give me 1 second. Let's take a drink real quick before I pause, and I'll come back with the winner. Cheers. All right, 1 sec. All right, guys. I've decided, man. I just can't beat... You know what it is already, I'm sure. I can't beat having to explain Bukkake to your mom. That's right up my alley. Not that I've ever had to explain it. I'm just saying the awkwardness of that situation. Streaking in the G-string. I mean, Heathen Creations Company on Twitter. Let me look at your handle real quick so I'm not getting it wrong. @COHeathen. On Twitter if you want to follow her. That's fucking hilarious, dude. Cheers to you. And by the way, if you think I picked the wrong one and you want to talk shit to me, you can always reach out on Twitter @drinkuntilyou, on Instagram, Drink It Till You Podcast, on Facebook, Drink It Till You Podcast, or you can email me at drinkintillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody, for playing along. I really appreciate it. Hopefully next time, I'm going to do another... I'm trying to do a giveaway right now, but I'm not really sure about the legalities of it as far as giving away booze. I don't know if I can really do it. I know on Instagram and Facebook specifically, they won't let you do any booze giveaways. But, you know, we'll see. We'll do another competition soon. Those were great stories. I appreciate them all. Thank you guys so much. Let's take another drink. And let's do some drink recommendations. All right, ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. So we're going specifically tonight, Maker's Mark cocktails. The first one I have for you. Bear with me too. I have to click back on these pages. My phone's being a bitch. This is the Summer Breeze cocktail. Summer Breeze makes me feel fine. Something through the jasmine in my mind. All right, anyways, here's what you're going to need for it. One orange slice, one splash orange liqueur, 2 ounces bourbon whiskey, 2 ounces ginger ale. Here's how the hell you make it. Gather the ingredients. Thank you, spruceeats.com. Gather the ingredients, muddle an orange slice, and a splash of Cointreau. Or the, I'm sorry, they're saying specifically orange liqueur. Muddle the orange slice and a splash of orange liqueur in an old-fashioned glass. Number 3, add equal parts bourbon and ginger ale. Stir gently as to not lose that fizz in the ginger ale. Fizz, Jesus Christ. Fill the glass with ice and serve. That is the Summer Breeze. Fucking cocktail, it's gonna get you drunk, don't drink and drive. Alright, that was actually perfect. Good job, Chris. That's the Maker's Mark and Ginger. We don't want to do that, we just did that. Damn. Maker's Mark Cherry Lemonade and Whiskey. This is from NiftyMom.com. What a name, NiftyMom.com. Sorry, I just yelled in your ear for no reason. Let's see here. Cherry lemonade. Okay, so here's what you're going to need. 1 part Maker's Mark, 2 parts lemonade, 1/2 part grenadine, dash of cherry bitters. I didn't know they made cherry bitters. What? Maraschino cherries and lemon slices for garnish. Here's how the hell you make it. Add lemonade and Maker's Mark bourbon to a glass filled with ice. Slowly pour grenadine and add a dash of cherry bitters. Garnish with a maraschino cherry and lemon slice. That's pretty fucking simple. It's actually kind of like a tequila sunrise, but it's a Maker Mark sunrise, right? Let's see what else you got here for me. Maker's Mark Mojito. Okay, I don't like mojitos, but this sounds pretty interesting. So let's see what they have for us here. So here's what you're going to need. You're going to need fucking sugar! I can't have this already, right off the bat. You're going to need sugar, 1 ounce simple syrup, 1 sprig fresh mint, 2 lime wedges, 1.5 ounce Maker's Mark bourbon, 1 splash triple sec, 1 splash club soda. For garnish, you're going to need 1 non-lime wedge. What? What is a non-lime wedge? That doesn't make any sense, liquor.com. Coat the rim of a tall glass with sugar and set aside. In a mixing glass, muddle the simple syrup and mint. Squeeze in the juice from the lime wedges. But it's a non-lime. What are you talking about? sorry, Jesus. Squeeze in the juice from the lime wedges and add the bourbon and triple sec. Fill with ice and stir. Pour unstrained into the prepared glass and top with the soda. Garnish with additional lime wedge. I don't remember where it said soda. Oh, club soda. 1 splash of club soda. That is liquor.com. Maker's Mark Mojito. That was the Maker's Mark Cherry Lemonade Whiskey. The Summer Breeze Cocktail. From thespruceeats.com. I don't know if I shouted that out earlier. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a fucking Lyft. Or just sit your ass at home. Or, you know, the third option, abstain from drinking. You know, that's probably the best option, right? Cheers, everybody. Be safe. All right. That's going to do it for me for tonight. Thank you for all the submissions. I appreciate it. It was really fun to read. I want to do another contest soon. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to do it too soon, you know? You don't want to do it too soon. You don't want to do it the week after. Then you don't have time to set. You don't have time for it to marinate. You know what I mean? But as always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, as I just said like 30 seconds ago. And just be safe out there. I'm going to down this and we're going to call it a night. Cheers. You're not supposed to say that after you drink it. You're supposed to say it before. Have a good night, guys. Talk to you soon. Talk to you next fucking week. Bye!